Today from the Ohio Newsroom, school levies on the ballot. Today from the Ohio Newsroom brings you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Every Tuesday leading up to November 5th, we're looking at a different issue at stake in the election. Thousands of Ohioans will be voting on local school levies in both wealthy and poor school districts. For the Ohio Newsroom, WVXU's Zach Carrion reports, while the state's funding formulas changed, school districts' reliance on local support hasn't.
Marymount City Schools is a wealthy district located just outside of Cincinnati. Its superintendent, Stephen Estep, says the district has consistently earned high marks for its academics, and there's been no shortage of parent and community support since he's arrived.
It is a community that loves its kids and values education and has a strong history of supporting its schools.
But this year, voters in the community will decide whether to pass a levy that will raise more than $3 million annually so the district can maintain a balanced budget and avoid some major cuts.
We're talking about, 32 high-quality staff members and positions that we would have to reduce. Significant reductions in our programming and services that we're able to provide our kids, increase class sizes, and fewer course offerings and opportunities.
Treasurer Tom Golinar says the budget crunch is directly tied to how much money it receives from the state. Since its residents are high income, only a small portion of Marymount's overall funding comes from the state.
So when they do that calculation for our school district, we are minimum funded by the state. So we basically get 10% funding from the state.
And Golinar says local property tax revenues aren't enough to keep up with their expenses. Marymount is not alone. It's one of hundreds of districts across Ohio asking voters for extra funding this November. Mike Collins is with Support Ohio Schools, a nonprofit that collects data on school levies and consults levy campaigns. Ohio recently changed the way it funds schools with the Fair School Funding Plan, but Collins says districts still aren't getting enough support.
It's true across the board. The overemphasis of property tax in the state of Ohio is not only unconstitutional, it's what causes this, and it's basically a financial tragedy.
Proponents of the formula say it directs more of Ohio's dollars to lower-income districts, but even schools that get a larger chunk of their funding from the state can struggle. Mount Healthy is a district on the north side of Cincinnati that's also asking voters to pass a levy. While they get half of their funding from the state, the money they receive from property taxes is lower, and bad financial decisions have compounded the problem. A previous treasurer miscalculated budget forecasts, and they borrowed $10 million, on top of millions of pandemic emergency relief money, to build a new culinary arts center without a plan to sustain those additions long term. As a result, the district let go of nearly 100 staff members and teachers. Teachers Union President Julie Wakefield addressed the school board in March.
I speak on behalf of the 262 members of the Mount Healthy Teachers Association when I say that the district has failed us. The district has failed our community. The district has failed our students.
Even if the levy passes, Mount Healthy will still likely need more cuts to inch itself closer to financial stability. Mount Healthy's superintendent did not agree to an interview, and so far, the school's leaders have said little about what the district plans to do if the levy doesn't pass next month. The uncertain future isn't unique to Mount Healthy or Marymount. While they each face their own specific problems, they are among a dozen of similar districts in Ohio, which has more school levies than any other state. Next month's vote will help determine if they can hang on to their existing resources, and more schools will be on the ballot next year. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Zach Carrion.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.